good, I feel great, I feel wonderful. I feel good, I feel great, I feel wonderful. I feel good, I feel great, I feel wonderful. I feel good, I feel great, I feel wonderful.
Good morning, Gil.
I said, good morning, Gil.
I gotta go to work. See ya. Wish me luck, Gil.
Doctor, it's your wife on the phone.
Thank you, Claire. Faye, are we sitting down? My publisher thinks it's going to happen. Yeah, he thinks Good Morning America is coming up to Lake Winnipesaukee next week to interview me. It's a tremendous shot in the arm for my book. Yeah, no, it's very unusual. Well, I think they did visit Dr. Ruth's house once, but other than that... Hold on a second, honey. Yes?
Excuse me, doctor, but there's a Dr. Carswell Finsterwald on the phone.
Thank you. Faye, I have to go. There's another colleague on the phone. Boy, they sure do come out of the woodwork when you're famous. Goodbye, dear. Carswell!
Leo! Long time no see, huh? You got a big book out. Things are really clicking, huh?
That's the way I planned it.
Listen, Leo! I'm quitting my practice for a while. I'm leaving town. And I have one patient I'd like to refer to you.
Exactly what kind of a case is it, Carswell? He's not psychotic, is he?
No, nothing like that. No, listen, his name is Bob Wiley. He pays early. He comes on time. And he just needs someone brilliant, Leo.
You know, I know that you don't like flattery, but if there's anyone I know who could win the Nobel Prize, it's you.
Well, I suppose I could find an hour for him sometime after Labor Day.
Okay, I'll work him in for an interview.
Say, Carswell, how come you're quitting the business?
We're a dying breed, Leo. Good luck.
Free.
Claire, if a Bob Wiley calls, schedule him for a short interview... Right after I get back from my vacation.
He's already called, Dr. Marvin, twice. He's your next appointment.
That's persistence.
I feel great. I feel wonderful. I feel good. I feel great. I feel wonderful. I feel good.
Dirty bastard.
I feel great. I feel wonderful. I feel good.
Help you, sir? Yes. Dr. Marvin, Dr. Leo Marvin.
Second elevator, 44th floor.
Thank you. Elevator?
Bob Wiley? Why don't you sit down? It'll be a few minutes. Dr. Marvin, Bob Wiley.
Thank you. Thank you for working me in.
Hello.
Should I call you Dr. Marvin or Leo?
Whichever you like.
Call me Bob.
Bob?
Is that your family?
Yes.
Oh, wait, let me guess. I'm very good at this. That's Harriet, and then Ronnie, Gretchen, and Rita. Wait a second. Cecilia, Dorothy, and this is Kenneth, and Bambi.
This is my son, Sigmund, and my wife, Faye, and my daughter, Anna. And that's my sister, Lily.
Lily? I was close. It's a beautiful family.
Thank you. Have a seat.
Why don't I start?
Huh?
The simplest way to put it? I have problems. I worry about diseases, so I have trouble touching things. In public places, it's almost impossible. I have a real big problem moving.
Talk about moving.
As long as I'm in my apartment, I'm okay. But when I want to go out, I get weird.
Talk about weird.
Talk about weird. Well, I get dizzy spells. Nausea. Cold sweats. Hot sweats. Fever blisters. Difficulty breathing. Difficulty swallowing. Blurred vision. Involuntary trembling, dead hands, numb lips, fingernail sensitivity, pelvic discomfort.
So the real question is, what is the crisis, Bob? What is it that you are truly afraid of?
What if my heart stops beating? What if I'm looking for a bathroom, I can't find it, and my bladder explodes. Have you ever heard of Tourette's syndrome?
Mm-hmm.
Involuntarily shouting profanity?
It's exceptionally rare.
Shit eating son of a bitch! Bastard! Douchebag! Twat! Numbnut! Dickhead! Bitch!
Why exactly are you doing this?
If I fake it, then I don't have it. You know, it's the same with the cardiac arrest.
Are you married?
I'm divorced.
Would you like to talk about that?
There are two types of people in this world. Those who like Neil Diamond and those who don't. My ex-wife loves him.
I see. So what you're saying is that even though you are an almost paralyzed, multiphobic personality and is in a constant state of panic, your wife did not leave you. You left her because she liked Neil Diamond.
Now, you're saying that maybe I didn't leave her because she likes Neil Diamond, but maybe she left me?
Yes.
Ow. Ow!
Ow! Ow! Ow! Dr. Marvin, you can help me. For the first time in my life, I feel like there's hope. I feel like I can be somebody.
Bob, there's an old saying that the best psychiatrist in the world is the one right inside of you.
Yeah.
I can help you. Yes.
Thank you.
Bob, there is a groundbreaking new book that has just come out. Ah. Now, not everything in this book, of course, applies to you, but I'm sure that you can see, when you see the title, exactly how it could help.
Baby steps?
It means setting small, reasonable goals for yourself, one day at a time. One tiny step at a time.
Baby steps.
For instance, when you leave this office, don't think about everything you have to do in order to get out of the building. Just think of what you must do to get out of this room. And when you get to the hall, deal with that hall, and so forth. You see?
Baby steps.
Baby steps.
Oh, boy. Baby steps. Baby steps. Baby steps through the office. Baby steps out the door. It works. It works. All I have to do is take one little step at a time, and I can do anything. Baby step around the office. Baby step around the office.
That should give you a lot to digest while I'm on vacation.
Vacation?
Oh, certainly my secretary told you. As of this afternoon, I'm taking my family on vacation until Labor Day.
That's a month. What if I need you? What if I need to talk?
Well, my associate, Dr. Harmon, would be happy to talk. And, Bob, I'll be back. Just read Baby Steps.
Baby steps out of the office.
Very good.
Baby steps to the hall.
Very good, Bob. Keep going. That's it. Bye. I'll see you in a month.
Baby steps to the elevator. Baby steps to the elevator.
July 31st, Bob Wiley, introductory interview. Multiphobic personality, characterized by acute separation anxiety and extreme need for family connections. Bill the usual rate for the interview and $29.95 for the book.
It's your publisher. He says Good Morning America is definitely coming to Lake Winnipesaukee.
Yes! Thank you.
Baby step onto the elevator. Baby steps into the elevator. I'm in the elevator.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother.
Mid-Manhattan Exchange.
Yes, this is Bob Wiley. I'm a patient of Dr. Marvin's. I have to speak with him right away. It's urgent.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wiley, but Dr. Marvin's
out of... It's Bob. And you are?
Betty.
Betty, hi.
Bob, Dr. Marvin's out of town, and Dr. Harmon's taking his calls.
I know that, Betty. It's just that there's been some confusion. I was supposed to call Dr. Marvin, but I've lost his phone number.
Bob, I can't give out that number.
I know that, Betty, but you could call him on the other line and tell him that I'm on hold on the other line, couldn't you, please? Thanks, Betty, please.
Dickie, have you put that down in front of that other chair, okay?
Okay, Mom.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Yes?
Dr. Marvin, this is Betty at your exchange. I'm sorry to disturb you, but I have a Bob Wiley on the line who says you'll want to talk to him.
Betty, you know better than that. Dr. Harmon is covering for me.
I told him that, Doctor, but he said he lost your number and that it was urgent.
All right. Put him through.
Go ahead, Bob.
This is Dr. Marvin. What's the problem, Bob?
Dr. Marvin, how's the weather up there?
What?
How's your brood? Y'all getting a chance to relax?
Bob, I thought I made it clear to you that I'm on vacation.
Well, I know, but I'm just worse than usual this time. Really bad.
Bob, if this is really an emergency, go to the emergency room. And if it isn't, call Dr. Harmon. I'm sure he can help you.
Well, I'd just feel so much better if I knew where you were. It's Martha's Vineyard, right?
Bob.
Well, can't we just talk?
Yes, we can. In my office. After Labor Day.
After you're back from Fire Island, huh?
Goodbye, Bob.
What, you want to keep Maine all to yourself?
Goodbye, Bob.
Is this a fake hang-up? It's a fake hang-up.
No,
I'll get the phone. I'll get the phone.
Hello?
Doctor, it's Betty again. I have an urgent call from your sister.
My sister? Put her through.
Go ahead.
It's not you, it's me.
Lily, what's wrong?
Dr. Marvin, please don't be angry. This is Bob. I know that I shouldn't be calling
Bob, the doctor-patient relationship is based on trust. When you call me and pretend to be my sister, I can't trust you anymore. Go to the emergency room, but please, do not call me here again.
No. That was not smart. That was not smart.
Who is it?
Detective Roberts from Homicide. I have some questions about a Bob Wiley.
What? That was the Bob who kept calling Dr. Marvin.
That was that Bob who kept calling. Unfortunately, Bob committed suicide about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible.
Very sad. Should never have happened. He was a very sweet guy. But he did leave a note, however. He mentioned the name Betty.
She's Betty.
I'm Betty.
Oh. So you're Betty.
Bob called here trying to reach his psychiatrist.
Oh. Well, where is he? I'll have to ask him some questions, too.
Dr. Marvin's on vacation in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
I can get him on the phone for you.
Good. No, don't. And if I really need to, I can have somebody from NHPD drop by now. But what if I wanted to write him a letter? Would you have a mailing address of some kind up there?
Oh, sure. That's, P.O. Box 14.
Yes.
Lake Winnipesaukee.
Which is spelled
W-I-N-N-I-P-U-S-A-U-K-E-E. That's two N's.
Two E's.
E-E. Two N's, two E's. Thank you very much, ladies. I'm crazy about you, especially you, Ben.
Better not be who I think it is. Hello?
What? All right. Thank you for calling, Betty. It was the service. That patient, the one who called before?
Mm-hmm.
He committed suicide.
Oh, how horrible.
Oh, well, let's not let it spoil our vacation.
Baby steps, get on a bus. Baby steps, get on a bus.
Baby steps,
This is the last bus to Winnipesaukee, Bob.
Yes, I know, Wing. Thank you. Baby steps toward the bus. Baby steps toward the bus. Baby steps toward the bus.
Do you think you can do it today, Bob? We have a baby schedule to keep.
Baby steps toward the bus. Baby step down the aisle. Baby step down the aisle. And sit in the seat. Hello, I'm Bob. Would you knock me out, please? Just hit me in the face.
Do we have enough to feed the entire film crew here?
Hi, we have enough to feed the entire network.
Oh, great. Another vacation that's not a vacation.
Why do I have to dress up for this stupid show?
What do you mean? You've already tried on everything you own.
I have not.
All right, all right. Gosh.
It's probably going to be a short interview anyway. Oh, just me and the family and my book.
Easy, fella. We're almost there. False alarm. Is this a bad time? Oh, the fam.
Who's that?
I don't know.
What are you doing here? I thought you were dead.
Oh, no, I told you. Well, I fibbed a little bit, but don't be mad.
Bob, your behavior is completely inappropriate.
You're angry.
No, I don't get angry.
Well, you're upset.
I don't get upset.
Well, then let's have a little talk.
Bob, I do not see patients on vacation, ever. How many ways can I make that clear? Now, what I'd like you to do is to get on this bus and go back to New York.
I can't. I'm totally paralyzed. I'm all locked up.
You got yourself here.
Barely.
Well, getting back will be therapeutic.
But can't we just have a little talk?
Bob, you are testing my patience.
Come on, I've come so far.
Bob,
I'm baby stepping. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping. I'm not a slacker.
Listen to me.
Check it out. Look at, I'm in really bad shape. Come on, please.
Bob,
please.
Bob.
Give me. I need. Give me.
Okay.
Please.
All right. Please. All right, it's 2:00. Go to the bus station, buy yourself a ticket home, and then wait for me in that coffee shop.
You'll meet me?
I'll call you in 2 hours.
Oh, my God, you're the greatest.
No, just you have to promise me that you will buy your ticket and go home.
Absolutely. I'm going to do it right now.
All right, I'll call you at 4:00.
You couldn't possibly make it 3:30, could you?
Bob!
4, okay. Exactly, 4:00. It's better. Okay. Thank you, Dr. M.
Baby stepped at 4:00. Baby stepped at 4:00. Baby stepped at 4:00.
baby's dead at 4 o'clock. Baby's dead at 4 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh. I need a bowl.
What?
He's been locked in for about 8 hours. He's about to scream. He's furious. Sorry, Gil. Little negligence on my part. There you go. Come on, hang tight, fella. Geronimo! It was a long ride, wasn't it? I know.
You needed a stretch.
Hey! No! 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 I'm expecting a phone call. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thanks, everybody. I really appreciate it. Also, if I lose consciousness or black out or something explodes, would you tell Dr. Marvin when he calls that I was here?
Dr. early? Leo Marvin?
Do you know him?
Yeah. He bought our dream house. He worked a lifetime to save for a down payment.
And he swooped down with his bag full of money and grabbed it out from under us. Son of a bitch.
She never says that.
Stay as far away from him as possible.
Well, that'll be easy. He won't see me. That's why I'm waiting for the phone call.
He won't see you. Well, we'll show you where he lives.
You will?
The son of a bitch.
She never says that.
Ziggy, I have the whole house to fix, all the art to hang. I have no idea what I'm going to wear on the TV show. But I have stopped everything in order to teach you how to dive. Because it is as important for me to see you dive as it is for me to appear on Good Morning America.
Oh, man, this is really precious.
Come on, take off your robe.
Why are you always wearing black? What is it with you and this death fixation?
Maybe I'm in mourning for my lost childhood.
All right, come on, turn around. Toes at the edge, that's it. Remember what we learned last year, okay? 1, 2, 3, spring. Now, bend at the knees, bend at the waist, hands out, stick to the board. 1, 2, 3, spring!
1, 2, 3, spring. Spring, summer, fall, time to go, Dad.
I don't understand. Why won't you dive?
With all the horror that's going on in the world, what difference does it make?
Hi, Lily. No, I'm just calling to remind you about Leo's surprise party. Thursday night, 7 o'clock, okay? Well, it'll be after his interview, so he should be relaxed. Oh, wait a minute. Well, of course, I'm thrilled, Lily. The last person they interviewed on vacation was Dr. Ruth. Uh-huh. Oh, here he comes. Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Don't forget. Okay, bye-bye. He didn't dive?
No.
Oh, now, come on, sweetheart. He's just a little afraid of it. Have patience.
Well, it's not like I'm making him jump out of an airplane or anything. When I was growing up, I thought diving was fun.
I thought you were born grown up, Daddy.
Yes, I'd like the number to the Gutman's coffee.
What are you doing here?
I'm sorry, don't be mad. The Gutman's brought me. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. G.
You're welcome, Bobby. Hello, Dr. Marvin. The house looks good.
Burn in hell, Dr. Marvin.
Bob, we agreed that I would call you. Your coming here is unbelievably inappropriate.
Dad, can I,
Hi, you're Anna, aren't you? I saw your picture. I'm Bob.
Hi, Bob. Nice to meet you, Bob.
Hi, I'm Bob.
I'm Faye.
Oh, Mrs. M, you are even prettier than your picture. And younger.
Thank you.
Faye, Anna, would you please excuse us? I think Bob and I have something to talk about.
Really? You think so, too?
Let's take a walk.
Bob, could I take your fish?
Oh, yes, thank you. He's already eaten. Don't let him tell you otherwise. This is a great place. No wonder the Gutmans want it. Whoa! I'm sorry about barging in here like this.
That's all right. I understand. Your problems don't go away just because I do. Bob, I'd like you to take a long look around you. What does everything you see here have in common?
Vacation, Bob.
Vacation.
Now, I can't, Bob, at this time, give you the kind of therapeutic attention you need to solve all your problems, and you know why.
You're on vacation.
Exactly. But what I can do is this.
Duh! Don't give me pills. I already have pills.
This is not pills. Read it.
It says, take a vacation from my problems.
I'm giving you permission to take a vacation, Bob. Not a vacation from your work and not a vacation from your daily life, but a vacation
from my problems.
Exactly. Now, I want you to get on that bus and go back to New York. But every single time a problem arises, I want you to take that prescription out and follow it to the letter, doctor's orders. I'll see you in New York, in my office, in 1 month.
This is incredible. This is astounding. For the first time since Atzelin, I feel free. You've given me a great gift, Doctor. The gift of life. You're a great man. I knew coming up here was the right thing to do.
It feels right because you're here. And it feels right because you're leaving.
Have a great vacation.
You too, Bob.
A vacation from my problems. You bet I will.
There you go. Baby steps.
Is everything all right, honey?
Yes, everything's perfectly fine.
He seems pleasant enough.
Mm-hmm. When he's controlled.
I got so excited I forgot to bring you with me. Gil?
Oh, the fish!
Well, that's a very nice likeness of you.
Thank you very much. It's very nice.
Of everyone, actually.
Bye, Bob. Bye-bye, Bob.
Bye-bye. So long. You've got to be Sigmund.
Yes, this is Sigmund, and this is Bob, and Bob was just leaving.
Hi.
This is Gil, my fish, Sigmund.
Did you get him on the lake?
No, he's a city fish.
Cool.
But he's loving it up here. Your father is the most incredible psychiatrist. I certainly hope you appreciate him.
Have a great vacation, family!
Me too.
Goodbye, Bob.
Bye, Bob.
Bye.
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 Well, he's different.
Uh-huh.
Neat fish.
I think I do look younger than that picture.
Or...
I told you, I like the rifle. I think it's a symbol of virility. Now, can I eat breakfast? I'm supposed to go sailing on George Stark's boat.
Wait. Faye, I need your opinion. Rifle or bust?
I think both look so wonderful, sweetie.
Oh, Faye. No, I can't live with that kind of answer. I need feedback.
Good morning, Dr. Marvin. No, these aren't for you. They're for Faye. For yesterday, for your hospitality to Gil and me. I didn't say thank you. I thought about what you said, take a vacation from my problems, and I did.
But you're back.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No, I'm not. I'm on vacation. This isn't an appointment. I'm dropping by. This is my first time over the lake. This is my first time anywhere. I'm a little anxious because I haven't figured out how to get food yet, but I'm staying at the Gutmans. When I told them what you said, they insisted.
No.
So, I know we can't work, but let's get the friendship thing going. See you later.
Sure seems like he's staying, doesn't it?
Hey, paperboy, this was on your porch.
Thank you.
Family conference. All right. Now, I don't want any of you letting Bob into this house.
Why?
Sweetheart, aren't you overreacting just a little bit?
Good. Glad we're all in agreement. Family conference is over.
Nobody here. Alone. I'm all by myself.
There's nobody here!
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Going to town.
Buy some Kleenex.
Will you want a ride?
I'd love one. Do a lot of people use this car?
Just us.
So what's it like being the daughter of a brilliant analyst who's sleeping in the next bedroom at night when you need him? Is it great?
No, it's not great. I have problems the same as anyone else. The same as you.
You're afraid your bladder will explode? What other ones are the same? Like what?
Well, like analyzing everything to death to see if what I'm feeling is normal.
Yes, I have that. Yeah.
Do you freeze up and turn into wood when you're around this good-looking guy and you don't even know if he likes you or not?
Well, not a guy, but yes, I freeze. You know what I do? I treat people as if they were telephones. If I meet somebody who I don't think likes me, I say to myself, Bob, this one's just temporarily out of order. You know, don't break the connection, just hang up and try again.
And does it work?
It seems to be. I'm on vacation at Lake Winnipesaukee, aren't I?
Do you want to come sailing with me on my friend George's boat?
No.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to.
No, I'd love to. it sounds great. I've never been on a boat, and I don't think I can handle it. It just makes my lips numb to think about it. But if your friend is a good sailor and the craft is seaworthy, yes, I will go sailing. Yeah, let's go sailing. I have no other plans. I'm sailing!
This is child abuse. If you drop me, I'll prosecute.
Not gonna let go until you're ready, okay? Trust me. Hands out like I showed you.
I'm not ready. Do you hear me? I'm not ready. Don't drop me. I'm not ready.
Dr. Marin! I'm failing!
Oh!
How about that?
Oh, Sinky!
Murderer! Hey, Dad! Hi, Dad!
I failed!
Anna! Anna, come here, please.
Dad!
Anna, I'd like to speak to you, please.
Dr. Marvin. Dr. Marvin, guess what? Ahoy!
I sail. I'm a sailor. I sail.
I'd like to talk to my daughter alone.
But isn't this a breakthrough? I mean, that I'm a sailor? I sail? I sail now?
Keep sailing, Bob.
Out on a boat on the lake, way far away from the dock, with the wind of the wind with the sky and everything. Ahoy!
I thought I told you to stay away from Bob Wiley.
Daddy, I was with my friends. Where are we going?
Home.
Well, what about the car?
Leave it. It's been a long time since I've had a talk with my daughter.
Oh, Daddy, not here.
Anna! 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 Anna!
Oh.
Anna. I know you won't listen to your father, but you always listen to me. So I'm asking you not to see Bob Wiley.
Daddy, I am just...
I can't hear you. Where are you, Anna? Woo!
I am just having fun with my friends.
And Bob Wiley.
Yes, and Bob Wiley.
Bob Wiley is your father's patient.
Bob Wiley is a very sensitive person.
Your father's sensitive.
Bob listens to people.
Your father listens to people. Except when he's up here in Lake Winnipesaukee.
He is fun! Oh.
Your father's... kind of fun.
I'm Faye Marvin, Dr. Marvin's wife, and I'm very happy to be on your program. And these are our children, Anna and Ziggy.
I'm a failure.
What?
Going on national television tomorrow as an expert in human behavior. And in the space of the last hour, both of my children have told me that they hate me.
Come on, you know they don't mean it.
Anna accused me of being insensitive. No. No. What she actually said was I was insensitive and I didn't listen. And it wasn't any fun. And then Bob Wiley was.
Give me some time to blow the man down. Notice anything different about me?
No.
Do you sail?
No.
Well, I just picked it up. Wonder what I'm going to pick up next.
Try diving.
All right, diving.
I know a great teacher. I mean, my dad, he just dropped me in the water without warning me first. I mean, I nearly drowned. My whole life flashed before my eyes.
Well, you're lucky you're only 12.
It was still grim. I mean, what is it with him and diving? Well, what's the big deal?
Well, he probably just wants you to beat it, that's all. You know, he probably just wants you to dive because you're afraid of diving. Did I tell you I sailed on my first try? I just let the boat do the work. That was my secret. But with diving, what is the, what's the thing? What's the trick?
I don't know. It's supposed to be easy.
Well, can you give me a handle on it? Thanks. Careful. Oh, careful.
Go to the edge.
Careful.
Go to the edge. Come on, toes off. To the edge. Don't worry. Come
right
on.
Here.
Come on.
Let's here. Call this the edge right here.
Okay,
this is
then
the edge.
Step up to the edge. Well, then walk up to our edge. Okay. Got you? Now bend your knees. Bend your knees. Very good. So bend your knees and stiff as a board.
I am stiff as a board.
Now lean forward.
All right, just a second. Don't rush it. Just a second. This is my first dive.
Okay. Lean.
Wait, I can't see what you're doing. Why don't you, will you get in front?
Okay.
All right, careful. Hold it. Wait.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on. Now hold my shirt. I'll show you what
to do. I got it.
Okay.
All right.
And bend my knees.
Bend your knees.
Lean forward.
Arms out straight.
Arms out.
Stiff as a board.
Come here, look.
I don't want to have to see this. No, please.
One.
No.
Two.
Don't do it, please.
Three.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll take it from here.
You know, that's wonderful. Did you see me dive, Dad? Did you see me dive? I go.
Thank you. Excellent.
Here, watch this. I can do it again.
I'll take it from here.
Did you see that? Here, I'm going to do it again.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Am I going to die?
Look, everybody, I'm not wrong often, but when I am, I admit it. I mean it. I would like you all to accept my apology.
Well, what about Bob?
What about Bob?
Yeah, Dad. Don't you think you should apologize to Bob?
I will not apologize to Bob.
Why not?
All right. I'll apologize to Bob. And now I'd like him to go.
Leo, why are you so hostile to this poor man?
Because he's a patient. Faye, don't you get it? He's a patient. A patient. A patient.
Mom, can we have Bob over for dinner?
Dinner?
Yeah.
I don't want Bob for dinner, Faye.
Leo, it's for the kids.
I don't want Bob for dinner. Faye, I want to think about my interview tomorrow.
I'm sorry, Leo. Right is right.
Oh. So scrumptious. Is this hand shucked?
Mm-hmm. Would you like some more chicken, Bob?
Mmm. Leo, do you want the breast?
No, that's fine. Eat up.
Great biscuits, huh, Mom?
Mmm. Yeah, great biscuits, great corn, great potatoes.
You want some more salad, Bob?
Yeah, I think I do. Pile it high and deep, will you, please? Could you get that tomato off there, please? Thank you. Mmm. This is delicious.
Will you stop that, please?
Leo, I see salt and pepper. Is there a salt substitute?
I'll get it. And don't call me Leo.
But you said in your office that I could call you Leo.
That was in my office. In my home, I'd like you to call me Dr. Marvin.
He's just a little nervous about his interview tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I heard about your upcoming debut. Congratulations, Dr. Marvin. Your book is going to do a lot of good for a lot of people. I'm walking proof of that. Is this butter or margarine?
Dad? Dad, are you okay? Dad, honey?
Don't panic. I know what to do.
Don't worry, I got him.
Oh, 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 oh,
I'm doing the right thing.
No, I think he's smoking. He's turning blue.
There's one other thing to do.
Being a party poop, but tomorrow is very important. I hope we better call it a night.
I don't want to be rude, but maybe it's time for Bob to sing his way home.
Honey, he can't walk home yet.
Did I say that? I'll drive him.
Oh, Dad, the car's still at the marina.
What?
You said to leave it, remember?
Well, train's got to let up soon. He can go home then.
Well, what if it starts up again?
He can borrow my slicker!
Leo.
Shh. I think it's letting up.
Leo, honey, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. We can't just make that poor fella just sit here all night. Now let's just let him stay over.
Hey! Good morning, America. We'll be here at 7 o'clock. You don't want them to find a severely disturbed patient sleeping on one of my couches when they get here?
There's an extra bed in Sicky's room.
Faye!
Leo, you were very upset over Anna and Sicky. Now, here's your chance to show him what kind of a guy Leo Marvin really is. Come on, sweetie. Come on. Bob, we'd love for you to spend the night.
That's a great idea.
Do you have a Dacron pillow?
Sure. Anna, would you get a pillow and some sheets for Bob?
Sure.
Vicky, would you get one of your father's robes for Bob?
Yeah.
Are you sure I'm not imposing?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay.
don't care which best.
Well, I prefer facing southeast.
Did you find a toothbrush?
Yes.
Bay, you know where my new toothbrush is?
It's in the bathroom.
Oh, I know it should be in the bathroom, darling, but it's not in the bathroom.
Leo, honey, just because you're going on television tomorrow, well, this doesn't give you any right to be so snippy.
It is not that that is making me snippy. It's him.
Him who? Bob?
Yes, Bob! Who else am I talking about?
Shh. Quiet, he'll hear you.
Well, so what if he hears me? It's my house, isn't it? Don't you get it? He faked suicide, huh?
Well, isn't that a cry for help?
What is the matter with all of you? Don't you understand? This man is crazy. I mean, for all we know, the guy could be a mass murderer.
Oh, come on, Leo. He's a sweet guy. He's perfectly harmless. Maybe a little neurotic, but not crazy.
Don't you realize that everything he's done violates the doctor-patient relationship, and now he's in there with our son?
Bob?
Yeah?
Are you afraid of death?
Yeah.
Me too. And there's no way out of it. You're going to die. I'm going to die. It's going to happen. And what difference does it make if it's tomorrow or in 80 years? Much sooner in your case. Do you know how fast time goes? I was 6, like yesterday.
Me too.
I'm going to die. You are going to die. What else is there to be afraid of?
Well, not diving anymore. Huh? But Tourette's syndrome.
What's Tourette's syndrome? What's Tourette's syndrome?
Oh, I'm very proud of Baby Steps. Very encouraged by his success. I think the greatest challenge to me, aside from writing, was in finding...
Shit for brains! Butthead! Dingleberry butt!
Nutface!
Vulture vomit!
Turkey dick! Belt breath!
Open this door! Sigmund! Sigmund, open this door immediately!
I'm sorry, Dad.
Sorry.
What is going on around here?
Tourette's, Dad. Tourette's.
I'm sorry, Dad. Leo. Dr. Marvin.
I don't want to hear another peep out of this room. People are trying to sleep around here.
Honey, it's just kids being kids.
Well, tomorrow is the most important day of my career.
Well, sorry. We'll stop.
We just got carried away. It'll never happen again.
I want you out of here by 6:30. Do you understand me? The camera crew is coming at 7. I want you out by 6:30.
Sure. Would you like something for sleep?
What?
Buy a Valium if you need it.
No, I don't need any Valium.
Halcyon, Seconal?
I want some peace and quiet.
Well, I'll be quiet.
I'll be peace. Come on, Bob. Come on, here we go. Now, we've just got to get your father through Good Morning America tomorrow. Bob gave me a great thing to be afraid of instead of death. That's nice, sweetie. It's very nice, Bob. Hi,
fellas.
This is him. Mm-hmm. Could you leave the door open just a crack?
Okie dokie.
6 o'clock, Bob. Time to wake up. Come on, let's go. Come on, Bob. Get up. Bob. Come on, Bob. Bob, rise and shine. Come on. Bob. Come on, Bob, get up. Bob. 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 Get up. Come on. Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine. Anna, go get the car right now. Come on, Bob. Come on. Bob. 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 Cock-a-doodle-doo! Bob. Bob. Oh!
Down the stairs, baby, stepping down the stairs.
Success. Is this a beautiful morning or what?
Get out.
I had the most incredible dream last
night. Leave.
Goodbye, Mrs. M. See you later.
Bye-bye, Bob.
Bye, Anna.
Bye, Bob.
Goodbye, rat dick suck nut.
Bye, dog. This is Barbie.
Hey, later, testicle head, bosom beaver. Good morning, America's here.
Hi, Marvin.
Hi.
I'm Marie Grady.
Hi.
Lifestyle reporter with Good Morning America.
I'm a big fan. I watch your stuff all the time.
Gee, I hope we're not too early.
No, not at all.
I'm Howie Cottrell, the director.
Hi.
And this is our producer, Lenny Burns.
Hi. Nice to see you. Nice to meet you.
May we come in?
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. This is our home, and I was thinking of something but fire.
It's a fireplace shot, fellas.
This is even nicer than the pictures.
Thank you.
Is this your family?
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. This is my wife, Faye.
Hi.
Oh, sorry. And, this is my daughter, Anna.
Hi.
And my son,
Siggy.
Oh, hi, I'm Marie.
Hello, Marie, I'm Bob.
Yes, this was Bob. He's a patient, he lives down the road.
Dr. Marvin, what a great idea. A baby stepper in action.
What?
Howie, Dr. Marvin's going to have a patient on with him.
Fine. Lenny, let's not shoot this fireplace. Let's set up over here and shoot.
Whoa! Wait a minute.
No problem, Dr. Marvin. We can still use the fireplace. You on one side and Bob on the other.
I don't think it's such a good idea to have a patient on with me.
It is.
It is?
Yeah, it's a great idea.
What better way to show the effectiveness of your book than have a patient on with you?
I think it's a fireplace.
What?
Right. May I speak to you outside for just 1 second? Thank you so much. I worked very hard to get where I am. Do you understand me?
Well, schooling alone, yes.
I do not want you on this show with me. Do you understand?
I think
now
I do.
Make
tell
up
me.
Some excuse.
Dr. Marvin, Bob, can we have you in here for a minute, please?
I can't. Dr. Marvin doesn't want me.
No, get in there. They're waiting for us.
Okay.
Right this way.
In 3, 2, 1.
We're back, and we are going now to lifestyle reporter Marie Grady in Lake Winnipesaukee, New Hampshire. And Marie, what is so special about Lake Winnipesaukee?
Well, Joan, among other things, it's the summer home of Dr. Leo Marvin, author of the newest sensation in therapy, Baby Steps. And with Dr. Marvin is Bob Wiley, who is a patient and obviously a big fan of Baby Steps therapy. Good morning, Dr. Marvin. Bob?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, clearly, to come on national television, live, with a patient, shows a remarkable amount of confidence in your methods.
False alarm. Sorry.
Okay. Good. Now, Dr. Marvin, exactly how does Baby Steps work on someone like Bob?
Well, Joan, I'm very proud of Baby Steps and enormously gratified by its success. I think the greatest challenge, aside from the writing,
is finding ways to make the ideas within it accessible to laymen as well as to my colleagues.
Bob, tell us your impressions of Baby Steps.
Mashed potatoes and gravy, Marie. I couldn't be happier about Baby Steps. I was a total disaster. And now, because of this man, this morning I'm on TV in front of, you know, millions and millions of people. I don't even think Dr. Marvin knows what the heck's going on. He can't believe what's going on. I'm very excited.
You know, it sounds like a very intriguing process. How long have you been a patient of Dr. Marvin's?
Well, 3 or 4 days.
3 or 4 days?
Excuse me. The book is not really meant to work that quickly. It only worked that quickly with Boob. Bob.
You can call me Boob.
I don't want to call you Boob.
Even if you do it as an accident. It's okay.
No, I really don't want to call him Boob. The book isn't, you know, meant to work that quickly.
But it did work that way. That's the miracle of Baby Steps, is that it's not just this book. It's this man. It's the compassion. It's the dignity. It's the wisdom. It's the horse sense of the guy that gets you and has turned me. He actually had me stay here last night in his jammies using his toothbrush in his house. And I spent the day swimming and sailing with his family. Faye and Anna and Siggy, come here.
Oh, Faye, can they?
Here's the fam, the Marvins. This is Faye and Anna and Siggy, whom I went diving with yesterday.
And Dr. Marvin accidentally pushed me in.
You have a very nice family.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you.
Marie, you're wise. What do I say to someone who has turned my whole life around, who has given up so much of their time and their vacation to make me better? What I'd really like to do is put the greatness of this man in perspective. I think there's really only three names. Dr. Albert Schweitzer, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, probably, and Leo Marvin.
The book is Baby Steps. The author is Dr. Leo Marvin.
And we've been talking with Bob Wiley. Pretty impressive stuff, Bob. Dr. Marvin, back to you, Joan.
Way to go, Bobby!
That was wonderful, Bob.
Thank you very much, Marie.
Can we come back in a few months and update your progress?
The guy, as long as it's okay with my doctor.
What? Oh, absolutely. That's a very good idea.
Okay, great.
Come on, Dad, we're taking a picture.
Come on, Dr. Marvin. Get out of here, Potato.
Nah.
Come on.
Nah. You guys.
All right. Okay, ready?
How long are you planning on staying up here?
Just till Labor Day, and then we all go back to New York City.
Okay, right. Big smiles, everybody.
All right. What's that word?
Cheese.
Okay, bye-bye. Goodbye, Marie.
Bye-bye.
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 It was nice having you.
Bye, Marie.
Bye-bye. Come on.
So nice.
You were great, Bob.
You really were. You were incredible. I mean, Dad, choked. You saved him.
Great. Oh, that's such a big really day for the whole family. Here's the one who made it happen. Dr. Leo Marvin. Dr. Leo Marvin.
Get out.
No, we won't get out. We won't. You deserve it.
I mean, get out! Get out!
Is it something I said?
You've ruined my life! You've ruined my career! You've ruined my book! You've turned a perfectly peaceful house into an insane asylum! Get out!
Daddy!
My God, Leo, what's gotten into you?
It was a disaster, Faye!
No, it wasn't! You were wonderful, sweetie.
You're fine, Dad.
Yeah. Why'd you need to kick Bob out of the house?
You think he's gone? He's not gone! That's the whole point! He's never gone!
Is this some radical new therapy?
You see?
We can't be expected to understand him. He's so far above us. We're like ropes on the Goodyear blimp.
Are you all right?
I want to apologize to you for that terrible outburst. I'm truly sorry. Call it a case of show business nerves.
Well, we can all certainly understand that.
A lot of people freeze on TV, Dad.
Thank you. Bob, how would you feel about you and me having a little talk?
Just me and you?
Mm-hmm. I think I'd like to spend a little time with you. Pay you back for all the time you spent with me. What do you say? Feel like going for a little ride?
Do I?
This is so sweet.
It's really great of you, Dad.
It's really nice.
Look how happy he is.
Try to be home by 7.
Where are we going?
Intensive psychotherapy.
Wahoo! Okay, some free associations from my infancy. A beach ball, a dog, a frog, a log, a poodle, a noodle, a doodle.
Dr. Marvin to see Dr. Tomsky.
Dr. Leo Marvin?
Main building, doctor. They're expecting you. Hey, you're Bob Wiley, aren't you?
Yeah.
I saw you on TV. You were great.
Ha!
Hello, Leo.
Long time no see. Sorry I missed your show this morning. Well, is this the friend you called about?
Bob Wiley, I'd like you to meet your new pal, Dr. Tomsky.
Hello, Bob.
New pal? What's wrong with my old pal?
Would you show Mr. Wiley to his room, please?
Oh, no, wait a second. Doctor?
Wiley?
Doctor, you're coming with, aren't you?
Fellas, I have convulsions. My bladder is feeling funny. Fellas, my bladder.
Really appreciate you helping me out on this, Catherine.
I can only hold him for 24 hours, Leo, without staff corroboration.
I'm not worried about that in the least. I'm sure your entire staff will corroborate. Thank you. Thank you very much, Catherine.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Ah, you see, Bob, I will not be defeated. I will negotiate and I will compromise, but defeat?
Cigarette, Bob? Oh, sorry. Didn't realize you were in a straitjacket.
On the phone.
Hello? What? No! No!
Where's Bob?
Son of a...
Honey, where's Bob?
It's a female. What, do you think I'm weird or something? But it reminds me of my favorite poem, which is, roses are red, violets are blue, I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I. What do you think of when you see this? It says sex.
That's not the joke yet. Wait a second. He draws a picture of a tree. He says, what do you think of that? What do you think? He says, sex. All right. And he draws a picture of a car, a house. Sex, sex, sex. The doctor says, you know, you're obsessed with sex. And the patient says, well, you're the one drawing all the dirty pictures.
I'm giving you back your admitting form, Leo, to save you any embarrassment.
Embarrassment? Yeah. Catherine, you have been duped by a textbook narcissist, a brilliant sociopath.
Brilliant enough to dupe my entire staff? I doubt that. Now, it's perfectly natural for a patient to bond with his analyst.
Oh, it's not...
If you want to be rid of him, just tell him you won't treat him anymore.
Catherine, that's easy for you to say. The man is human crazy glue.
No, you should never have let him sleep in your pajamas, Leo.
No, oh, I can't believe that I'm hearing this.
Relax, Leo.
I'm relaxed.
Take a vacation.
I'm on vacation.
Maybe you should check in here for a few days. Get a handle on things.
It was an interesting morning, fruitful, but it lacked the intensity that you and I generate together, the sparks that we get one-on-one. We just got to figure out a way to work around your schedule. Could we work afternoons? 2 to 4, 3 to 5, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? Yeah! Are you saying you'd rather work mornings? It's a combustible relationship, isn't it? Is it just you and me, or is it you and everybody? What is this, isolation therapy? Officer, can you make sure he's home by 7?
Hey, didn't I see that guy on TV?
Certainly very shrewd, Bob. Really, very shrewd. You stayed free, and I wrecked my car. That a show, Bob.
Son of a bitch, Bob!
I'm home!
What happened?
Ted. Honey, you're a mess. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah. I just had a little car trouble.
Oh, on your birthday?
Mm. Happy birthday, Leo.
Happy birthday, Leo!
Sweetie, we have a great big surprise for you. Your sister Lily's here from Chicago. Happy birthday, Leo.
Lily!
We're all here for you, Dr. M. This is your night.
Don't touch my sister!
I've never seen him like this, Phil.
He's been under a lot of stress, Faye. His book, his interview, which frankly didn't go so well.
And his birthday.
Exactly. It's a lot to bite off all at once. Sedative's probably taking effect. He should be sleeping now.
Phil, do you think Leo was surprised?
Oh, I think so.
How is he?
I'm leaving a prescription for Prozac.
Excuse me, Phil, but with these particular symptoms, is Prozac the right choice?
You think Prozac is a mistake?
Now, this kind of manic episode, I would think that Librium might be a more effective management tool.
You could be right. I'll rewrite the prescription.
Bob, why do you think Leo won't talk to you like that?
I don't know. He's been tense today. But don't worry. No matter how long it takes, I'm going to stay on and help out the family. I'll just be the daddy.
You are such a good friend. Leo's lucky to have you.
Lily, honey, thank you, sweetie.
Oh, no problem. I'll be all right. Bye.
It's been a real pleasure.
Keep me posted.
Okay.
Bye, Aunt Lily.
Good night.
Bye-bye, Lily. Good night, Lily.
Bye.
Bye, Lily.
Bye. Bob.
It's so hard, Bob. But now listen, we're not defending Leo's recent behavior in any way, so please don't take this personally.
No.
But we've been thinking that, however irrational the reasons, Leo's just so upset with you right now that we just think it would be best if you're not here when he wakes up. Please, it's not the way I want it.
Me either.
Or me.
You want me to go?
I'm sorry.
Really?
Bye, green puking piss ant.
Later, barf breath douche mouth.
Bye, Bob.
Bye, Anna.
Take care of yourself.
Okay, and you take care of Leo. Just temporarily disconnected, that's all. You know, I've got to tell you, I had the greatest vacation with y'all. Y'all. I am country now.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Hello? Oh, gosh. Dr. Marvin. Doctor? Dr. Leo Marvin? Dr. Marvin? Dr. Marvin!
Hello, Bob.
What are you doing with the rifle?
Get back! Get back!
What are you doing with that?
Quick! Quick! Stand there!
There goes the fam.
Shh, be very quiet. And do exactly as I say. Turn around. Now move.
What are we up to?
Death therapy, Bob. It's a guaranteed cure.
Wow. Should I put my hands up?
Yes, that's good. Do that.
Which way?
To the left. To the left, yes.
It's so right that you and I have come together, isn't it, Dr. Marvin? I know it was meant to be.
You think so, Bob?
Yes. Because it's time, and I'm ready. With Dr. Carswell and Stuhl, I wasn't ready. With Dr. Rosengay and Benchesky, it wasn't time. I certainly wasn't ready for Mahlerstein or Miller or Hill. But with you, finally, I'm ready.
The only significant difference between those other guys and me, Bob, is that I'm going to kill you.
But if you shoot me, then our therapy will be over.
I'm not going to shoot you, Bob. I don't think I could shoot anybody. I am going to blow you up. This is called black powder, Bob. One teaspoon of this stuff can blow up a tree stump. There we go.
And how much is this?
20 pounds worth. You understand, don't you? There's no other solution. You won't go away.
I will.
No, you won't. You're just saying you will. But then, after I don't kill you, you'll show up again. And you'll do something else to make everyone in my life think you're wonderful and I'm a schmuck. But I'm not a schmuck, Bob. And I'm not going to let you breeze into town and take my family away from me just because you're crazy enough to be fun.
You'll take care of Gil for me?
Yeah. Don't worry. I'll feed him till he's big and fat. And then I'll eat him, Bob.
You sure are convincing, Dr. M. This is tricky.
What? Oh, it's terrible news, Faye. Well, he did try to commit suicide once before. Maybe we should have seen it coming. More fish, anyone?
I'm all tied up. I'm tied up. Yeah, that's it. You're saying I'm all tied up inside. Okay. I'm all tied up inside. And these 20 bombs mean that if I don't untie myself inside the emotional knots, I'm going to explode. Yeah. Oh, it's so simple. Yet so brilliant. Huh. Okay, Dr. M. I get it. Baby step. Untie your knots.
Tuesday, we'll eat Gil. On Wednesday, we'll eat Bob. No, that's going too far.
I'm fine. Really, thank you for asking. I'm fine now. Bob's gone.
Oh, we know, sweetie.
You do? How? I didn't hear it go off.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow.
It's Bob.
For he's a jolly good fellow.
Bob. Please, no!
Leo is a genius! Your death therapy cured me! You genius!
What are you doing here?
You cured me, Docco!
Bob, the bags I put around your neck, Bob, where are they?
In the house? Why?
Wiley, take Lily Marvin to be your lawful wedded wife, to love, honor, and cherish till death do you part?
I do.
Do you, Lily Marvin, take Bob Wiley to be your lawful wedded husband, to love, honor, and cherish till death do you part?
I do.
If anyone here knows any reason why these two should not be joined together in holy matrimony, speak now, or forever hold your peace. Then by the power vested in me by the state of New York, I pronounce you man and wife.
No!